Hi, I'm James Schelling Law, and I'm here with Jim St. John, who's the managing agent for a resort in Santorini. It's called Iconic Santorini. And of course, Greece now will be open soon this May. And Santorini is probably a prime spot you can send your clients. And this resort, this is a fabulous resort, a great option for your clients. And Jim is also the president of Precise Hospitality, which represents resorts and hotels. So we're going to talk to him about that and all of the prospects that you can get for booking Iconic Santorini on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Jim, how are you and where are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, safe and healthy here in Palm City, Florida, which is about 30 minutes north of West Palm Beach and 100 years removed from it in terms of development.
That sounds great, because I know I was down in Palm Beach recently, and they're developing and all the way up and down the coast, that's for sure. But boy, Florida tourism is booming. But yeah, we're here to talk about Greece tourism, and obviously that's, you know, the prospects for tourism look pretty good this year. I think it's opening up here in May. I understand. What is your latest information about when it's opening?
Well, we're really pleased to tell you, actually, on Monday of this week, on the 3rd, the country let restaurants open up for outdoor seating, and they let the shops that go with it open up. They're fully open on May 15th. They actually started accepting air arrivals on the 19th of last month. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. Embassy on their site in Greece has just updated the requirements. And now fully vaccinated travelers from the U.S. Don't need a PCR test.
Really? Oh, wow.
And if for some reason they need a PCR test outbound, we have an arrangement with a private hospital on the island to get them the test. So travel is now open. The island is open. The restaurants are built around being outdoors anyways.
Sure.
And so they're ready to go, and Santorini is raring to go.
Yeah, and I know, and it's such a wonderful destination. I've been there a few times, although I'll have to say I've never actually stayed there. I've only been there on cruise ships. But you are offering a chance here to really experience the island in depth at a wonderful property. And let's talk about that property, Iconic Santorini. It sounds like a great name for a resort hotel. Tell us a little bit about the hotel, if you could.
Well, the island was a massive volcano that exploded hundreds of years ago. And when it finally cooled, probably decades later, people who couldn't afford the land on the backside of the island went over the face of the cliffs, and they carved into the pumice, and they made homes out of caves, basically.
Right.
And we're in the village of Amerivigli, which is the highest village on the island. We're not quite the highest property on the island, but we're very happy with it's got an amazing location. Mm-hmm. And it's 19, we call them residences, because we want people to feel like they're at the home of a Greek friend. Okay. And be treated that way. They're all caves. Every single accommodation is different. Many of them have cisterns that were, when they were lived in, the cisterns were for the water supply, and we've turned them into indoor grotto pools.
Wow.
And then out on the decks, we've put a lot of little sitting pools. You know, they're not swimming pools. They're little pools you can sit in. Our main suite, the Iconic, was actually the bakery of the village. And so in the living room of that suite, we still have the baker's oven is built into the wall.
That's amazing. Yeah. Is it working? Are you still making bread every day?
Not there.
No, that's amazing. So it's like 19 cave suites, essentially. And then I'm sure when you go outside to the pools out there that you got some great views, right?
Every single accommodation or residence, as we call them, has its own dedicated dining table. And has its own dedicated lounges. And then there's also basically a three-level intimate little restaurant that goes from next to the pool, kind of up the side, and then in a pergola overlooking the pool. And you can't be anywhere on the property and not see the view of the caldera.
That's
everything
amazing.
Faces the caldera.
That's amazing. And I assume it's a pergola restaurant that offers Greek food, I'm sure.
It does. We set out to do a couple things. We buy as much food locally as we can, mm-hmm. and it's prepared daily. we actually we have kind of a base of breakfast, but for breakfast, you just let the chef know what you'd like, and he'll fix it. If you have something special in mind, we usually find out before you get there. And then for lunch and dinner, he writes a new menu every day based on what they could buy at the local fresh markets. And again, if there's something special somebody wants, our concierge staff will organize it. One year, we actually had to send a guy on a motor scooter to find Haagen-Dazs for a guest who had to have Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs, boy, that's horrible. But yeah. I guess you got to serve the clients, absolutely. But I'm sure there's better ice cream, that's for sure. But let's talk about. I mean, obviously, you're way high up on the mountain there, so you're not close to a beach necessarily, right?
Right. We're actually 1,000 feet straight up on a cliff.
Okay. So if you want to dive into the ocean from there, maybe you can do that. But don't think you're going to be sunning on the beach. You'll be sunning at a pool.
Right. Right. You're either at your own place or at the pool down by the pergola restaurant.
And then the same goes with the dining. You can actually eat, as you mentioned, in your suite at a table, or you can eat in the restaurant, right?
Right. You can eat in your suite. You can eat out in front of your suite on the deck overlooking the view, or you can eat in the restaurant.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, you said it's in, and my pronunciation is horrible, but Imerovigliia?
Imerovigliia. Very close.
I was close. I have not been to that town, but I've been to, it's Oya, the main town that everybody goes to, you know, with the blue domes and all that. How far away are you from that?
Well, we're actually centered between Fira, which is where the cruise ships come in and all the major shops are, and Ia, which is the place, is at the other end of the island.
Again, my Greek pronunciation.
No, that's fine. I had to learn too. the interesting thing about Imerovigliia is that Fira is a bustling, cruise ships are in, the shops are full kind of place, and Ia is a place where the crowds at sunset are. Sometimes they're daunting. They're so big.
I know. I've been there on that.
So we have this great location where we're about 20 minutes from Ia by taxi one way, and you can literally walk downhill to Fira in about 15 minutes from the property if you want to walk. We always tell people to take a taxi back because it's uphill coming back. So you've got access to the shopping if you want it, to the sunset if you want it. But the cool thing about the property is, but then you go back to the tranquility of the property.
Sure, and you don't have to deal with the crowds who are all taking those photos. I mean, sometimes you have to fight tooth and nail to get that blue dome shot. You know, that's
right. We're lucky. We have blue domes all around us.
There you go. Let's talk a little about the packages then travel advisors can book and the inclusions. I think you offer things with breakfast, dinners, with wine pairings, et cetera. What are some of the things that you offer?
Well, we're actually noted for our breakfast, which you can have basically whenever you want it. It's a full Greek breakfast, and then we throw in whatever else you want.
Right.
And people love it, and I'll make a point of getting you a picture of it because it's an amazing thing. As I said before, the property focuses on fresh local food, fresh wines. Our packages, we've got great packages for extended stays, especially in our three main suites, which are very comfortable. They're all, the iconic suite, for instance, has an indoor grotto pool,
right?
A walk-in shower, a main living room, a main bedroom, and then an outdoor deck and a dining area out there. We've got great long stay packages there. We have... the cave suite is an amazing facility. It's in two caves next to each other, again, with an indoor and outdoor space. And then the cliff is down by itself, and it's the only room on that level.
Wow.
And so we have packages for each of those for long stay that are great value for guests. And people can make it a base, and if they want to go see the archaeological sites, they can. If they want to go to one of the vineyards, and you can do anything from a tasting on through a full tour of the vineyards. There's diving, there's sailing, and of course there's shopping and there's restaurants.
Absolutely. So
there's a lot to do.
Yeah. Well, also I assume that this is probably pretty popular for honeymoons.
It is. Interestingly enough, it's been voted as by Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They voted it the sexiest bedroom. One of the outfits voted it to one of the best pools in the world, because it's an infinity pool. And when you look at infinity, you're looking out across the space to the next island. I mean, it's really wow. infinity. It's just a special place.
No, it sounds like a very special place, and it sounds like a really perfect for Santorini. You know, I having only experienced it by cruise ship, I love the island, but it's also can get overcrowded. But it sounds like this is a retreat away from all of it, and you really can get away. Now, also, I understand the hotel has been recognized by Architectural Digest. Can you tell us why?
Yes, when the owners purchased the hotel, it was there, and it had unfortunately gone under. And we met, and we decided, you know, Santorini had over 350 hotels at the time. Now it's got over 400. And a hotel is loosely defined as anything bigger than two rooms on Santorini.
Right, and now you got all those Airbnbs coming in there, too.
Right, so we said, you know what, if we're going to be something, it has to be special. And it had the history of being part of the village. There's a lot of the old smokestacks still coming up from when these caves had stoves in them to keep them warm and to cook. So we said, we're going to make it as authentically Greek as we can. And we used Greek architects and Greek interior designers. We used all Greek materials on the interior. It's painted some of the traditional colors beyond white. We have a lot of white, but a lot of other colors. And the individual units are stunning, but they're caves.
Right.
And part of why we named it Iconic Santorini, a Boutique Cave Hotel, that's its full name.
Oh, wow.
Is because when we read TripAdvisor about the earlier hotel, there were a lot of complaints by people who said they were staying in a cave.
people thought you were going to be Fred Flintstone or something, right?
Right. So we focused on that theme. It's authentically Greek. And we also focused on the theme that we wanted you to feel like you were at a Greek friend's weekend retreat on Santorini.
Right.
And so there's it's just that kind of feeling in the rooms. And little things we do. We at night when we turn down, we give you a little quote from Aesop, the Greek fabulist. Sure. We have a copy of Aesop's fables in the rooms. We use Aesop amenities, which are produced in Australia, but by a Greek family, and they are wonderful, very high-level amenities. And we wanted it to be Greek, and Architectural Digest just fell in love with it and did a very nice article on the property.
No, it sounds wonderful, and again, it's not just sleeping in a cave. It's sleeping in the most luxurious cave you probably ever thought of. So. That sounds, and plus with great views when you walk outside. Now let's talk a little bit about the kind of guests that travel advisors should target to stay at this hotel. Is this really a hotel mostly for couples?
Yes, we actually don't allow children under 14 at the property.
Right.
And that was a conscious decision at the beginning that this is such a romantic setting, whether it's, you know, your honeymoon or your 50th wedding anniversary or anything in between, or you're just sneaking away from London for the weekend. So it's romance based, it's couples based, it's not crowded. And so we're looking for a traveler who's willing, you know, that wants something special, understands that it might be a little more expensive than another place, but appreciates the space and the tranquility and the lack of children and the very high level of personal service that you get.
No, it definitely is for couples only and abuse, it sounds like. And how long do people usually stay?
Usually they stay around 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. Most people who come from outside of Europe will also stay in Athens a couple days and see the Parthenon and the Acropolis and the National Museum and maybe something else. We have quite a few people, though, who stay 10 to 14 days. Mm-hmm. And they we never planned this, but we thought most people would have dinner with us once or twice in a 7-night stay. Quite often they go out once and they never go out again.
So I guess you had to order more food. You had to stock up a little bit there. You know, these people are going to eat you out of house and home, right?
Well, thankfully we're close to the markets and like I said, we shop every day but it's, you know, to go back to your question, It's couple-based. It's romantic. It's very tranquil. Quite often, people don't get up till noon and have their breakfast then. Santorini is very nightlife-driven. Late, right. You know, it's typical Mediterranean country. People eat dinner later than normal. There's great restaurants within walking distance. Everything within, from a Slovakia stand, you know, where you just get your gyro and you're done, and to a restaurant that's rated one of the top restaurants on the island, all within about 5 minutes of easy walk.
Wow.
So if you do want to get out, you can. And if you want to see Ia in the sunset or Fira in the shopping, you can do it very easily.
No, it sounds like a perfect location. Now, tell us a little bit about your company, Precise Hospitality. Do you have other resorts that you represent? Any others in Greece?
We don't have any others in Greece. We work with several properties in Africa. I'd love to tell you more about them, but I want this to be about Greece.
Okay. Well, it is the destination of the moment, given that it is opening, and it will be open both. Obviously, the cruise lines are finding, I just did an interview with the head of Holland America, and they're going to start up in Greece in July, I believe. And then a lot of others are. But boy, if you really just want to go to Greece and immerse yourself in the culture, it sounds like your property, you know, iconic Santorini is the place to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's a great place. It's a great base. One of the largest archaeological finds in recent years is on the island there. The EU put in a fair amount of money to really elevate the quality of the experience. The vineyards are amazing there. The wine on that island is world class.
Right.
And the food is. I mean, the food, I'll go back to the food. We serve very authentic family recipe Greek food. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to be, you know, no different than our theme on the architecture. We wanted you to know you were in Greece.
Got it.
And you're definitely in Greece.
Well, I do remember going to that archaeological site, and it actually is fascinating because, you know, you always think other parts of Greece have such amazing archaeological sites. And, oh, Santorini is one of the holiday islands. It's where everybody goes. But, boy, it's pretty substantial, that site. And to get a tour of that site is really one of the crucial things, really amazing things you should do while on Santorini.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the other one, you mentioned the wines. The wines, you know, a lot of the wine you get all throughout Greece comes from Santorini. So it's really another, if you want wine tasting, things like that, it's a great place to go. So sounds like it's an amazing experience, and I definitely want to check that out the next time I'm in Santorini, and we'll see what happens. Now, can you tell us where travel advisors can go to learn about the resort and actually book it?
The best place to go is www.iconicsantorini.com.
Okay.
Easy to remember. We practice rate integrity, even though some of the folks in OTA land fool around and don't show the taxes.
Right.
You know, when you get all done, we practice rate integrity. So a travel agent dealing directly with us will get whatever the best available rate is. We're good about paying commission promptly. And as I said, we've developed great relationships with a lot of good agencies that have found the hotel. It's a little bit difficult to have people find a 19-room hotel on an island on an island with 400. But we've also, you know, we've been recognized by TripAdvisor. We've been voted the best boutique on the island in Europe and globally over the years. As I mentioned before, with the best pool, the best romance, the sexiest bedroom. Our beds are all oversized. They're cocoa mat Greek 4-layer beds that are exceptionally expensive, but they're wonderful. The guest that's looking for it is looking for some very special high-end experience where they'll really get to know Greece, really get to know Santorini, drink some good wine, eat some good food, and just have a great vacation.
Well, you sold me, Jim. I'm ready to go. And again, a lot of our travel advisors out there are ready to book their clients now that they've heard about this, if they hadn't heard about it before. And again, Greece is a place we can go this year. And it sounds like iconic Santorini, if you can get in with 19 rooms, because it's, I'm sure you book out pretty easily. during this season. So we'll hopefully the business is going to come back really strong after this past year. Again, thank you for taking the time to tell us all about iconic Santorini.
And James, thank you very much for giving me the chance to share a little bit about it.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.